Lou Curtin just can't get enough.
How do you fancy a good relationship? Well, buying a new Nissan from the AMR Motoring Center in Ludlow is just the start. When you buy a new Nissan, you can be sure of a good relationship. Not only with your car, but with AMR too. After all, customers driving a better car deserve a better class of service. AMR know that changing your car is a serious matter, and you want the best possible deal. You want a dealership that won't turn its back on you once you've driven away. You want peace of mind. AMR loves satisfied customers. With Nissan-trained engineers and an extensive parts and accessories stock, AMR give you a good deal and reliable service later. How about a Nissan Micra, the economical small car you should look at first? It has high levels of equipment and comfort, and you can rely on the Micra to give years of trouble-free pleasure with a free 100,000-mile, 3-year warranty, as is the case with all new Nissans. So call in soon and see the 1985 Nissan Micra with ex-works prices from £3,846, and AMR will make sure it's the start of a good relationship. The AMR Motoring Centre, Sheep Road, Ludlow, where you'll find Nissan is better. Telephone Ludlow 2774. P.D. Morgan, Park Farm, Arnabury, offer vegetables fresh from the farm, where quality is guaranteed. Just listen to these potato prices. Reds £1.70, whites £1.50 for a £55 bag. Carrots or Swedes too at Park Farm, halfway between Arnabury Railway Crossing and Craven Arms on the A49. You'll also find us in Knighton on Thursdays at the market just by the slipper stall, and every Saturday morning between 10 and 11 at the WI Market in the Auction Yard Canteen. P.D. Morgan, Park Farm, Arnabury, the home of good vegetables.
To advertise on this station, telephone Sunshine Sales, Ludlow 3795. Ludlow 3795, now.
Driving lorries, it's a responsible job, a trade, a profession, an employment advantage. But how to learn? The best way, the cheapest way, is to learn with Mid Wales Transport Training Limited. They offer heavy goods vehicle class 1, 2 and 3 driving training. Also public service vehicle and forklift truck training. Government grants available. Mid Wales Transport Training Limited. Station Yard, Abermule, Newtown, Paris. Phone Abermule 696. Mid Wales Transport Training Limited. The people to learn with. RTITB approved. Phone Abermule 696. Abermule 696.
299 meters, 1017 kilohertz, playing all over Shropshire now.
Sunshine Radio.
Oh,
us and Brian Adams for you. And run to you. Well, we're coming to the end of transmissions for a day on Sunshine Radio. Back with you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Unfortunately, have to go off a little bit early tonight because of engineering work. Trying to get the FM signal back out again. Fortunately, been a bit hit by the weather at the moment.
Mrs. Thatcher has defied the Brighton bombers with her first appearance at a party conference since the IRA tried to kill her. Delegates to the Young Conservative Conference in Bournemouth queued up to be searched twice before hearing the Prime Minister. Richard Bestick listened with them.
The young Tories who got through the security net gave Mrs. Thatcher a rapturous welcome for her first conference speech since Brighton. The unrivaled security had meant long queues in the snow, but Mrs. Thatcher said it was worth it.
Because of the wonderful arrangements that the police are making, that you had to queue rather a long time, but I think we should just thank the police for the care they are taking of us at this time.
The memory of that bomb blast in Brighton was clearly still on the Prime Minister's mind.
What I thought was so inspiring was that to that mass meeting that afternoon, everyone came because they were absolutely determined to show how we stood together against terrorism of the kind we'd witnessed the previous night.
America's Union Carbide Chemical Company has been refused permission to build a £6 million gas plant near Edinburgh because of fears that there'd be a disaster. People living near the proposed site at Livingston Newtown were alarmed by the deaths of more than 2,000 people in an accident at the firm's plant at Bhopal in central India. Hundreds of people are spending their second night away from home as bomb disposal experts continue to make safe a massive German bomb in Sheffield. A team of Royal Engineers has defused the one-ton wartime device, but it's still unstable, so residents are not being allowed home until tomorrow when the operation is completed. The disposal team are now steaming the explosives out through holes they've cut in the side of the bomb. Major Alistair Crabe says it's a delicate and hazardous process.
Each separate phase brings its own dangers. Cutting into the bomb case, as you can appreciate, cutting into a bomb can cause problems, friction, heat generated and so on. Then when we start steaming, because the high heat, high temperature that is induced into the bomb, that could cause detonation. And so it goes on. So each stage brings its own problems.
Most of Britain is again in the grip of Arctic weather, and the forecasters are warning that there'll be no let-up for several days. Blizzards have closed airports, disrupted train services, and caused chaos on the roads. Marie Kinsey reports.
The worst weather of the winter, say the forecasters, stretching south from North Wales across the Midlands to Essex, and it's moving northwards. Heavy snowstorms this afternoon in County Durham. Scotland, too, is badly affected, and weatherman Jerry Capstick says it'll get worse before it gets better.
It's going to be very cold. We haven't had the worst of the frost yet. It's severe frost tonight. Probably freeze all day tomorrow, then another severe frost. I don't think there'll be any improvement for a few days at least.
Airports have been closed, hundreds of roads are blocked, and every motorway in the country has had a speed limit. Biting winds are causing deep drifts. The AA's Laurie Keenan says if you have to travel, be sensible.
You used to take a couple of blankets and a spade, which could get you out of trouble if you get stranded, and also perhaps some food and some hot drinks.
Independent Radio News. Turn on
Sunshine. And let us take a look at the weather check. And the weather check. Tonight will be very cold with some falls of snow. Could be deep blizzards. Strong easterly winds may even cause drifting in some areas. And temperatures will remain way below freezing point tonight. Around minus 4 degrees centigrade. The outlook remains very cold with further snow showers to come. And more cold weather on the way.
Der Schiff ist nach der Schaffung nach Kau, hat der Rat, der Leiter, der Rost, über einen Blick auf die Bekämpfung der Kau. Die Stimme ist, 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 die Stim Well, we've come to the end of programmes for yet another day here on Sunshine Radio. I do thank you for listening in today and hope you'll join us again tomorrow sometime. From me, Roger Matthews, and all the staff and engineers at Sunshine Radio, we wish you a very good night and a very pleasant weekend. We're going off a little bit earlier tonight due to some technical work to be done. Bad weather has caused the loss of our VHF transmissions. Hopefully these will be returned by Monday. But the work continues. Keep warm and have yourself a good night and a great weekend. Sunshine Radio is now ceasing transmission for another night.